Welcome to Quickies.
While we still might not have an answer to who let the dogs out, we do know that it's In.com's Quickies that lets the highlights and the latest gossip out every week. My name is Arjun and it's time to find out what's been happening. When it comes to the Marvel Universe, we all love the Avengers, be it Iron Man, Thor, Hulk, or any other superhero for that matter, but you can't ignore the fact that a little part of you loves Thanos too. And today, after a long wait, Avengers Endgame has finally made its way to the big screen. Don't worry, this update is not about who won the Ultimate War, this is nothing to do with spoilers, but in fact an Easter egg by Marvel. Now, we all know how the makers love their Easter eggs and have been consistently dropping them for years now, but this time, apart from the film, they have collaborated with Google to drop an amazing one. So you know how Thanos, just with a single snap, is capable of reducing half the population to dust, right? Looks like Google search results are no exception, because when you type Thanos on the search box, you get a crazy amount of results, but if you click on the Infinity Stone studded gauntlet, which is on the right side of the screen, you will see half the results fading away. So this Easter egg could probably be a tribute, or you know, it could even be a hint of sorts. Who's really to say? This really is quite something. Marvel does know how to treat their loyal fan base. And now, if you already have been fortunate enough to watch the film, a humble request would be to not spoil it for anyone who hasn't. Thank you very much. Avengers Endgame has finally released today in India, so it's time to go and marvel at the big screen. On 24th April, that was 2 days ago, Modi probably gave the country one of his most entertaining and candid interviews. What added to the entertainment factor was none other than Akshay Kumar, who was the interviewer. There were some interesting insights into the Prime Minister's personal and professional life. One of the questions was related to Modi and who he follows on Twitter. And interestingly enough, the PM said that he follows Akshay and his wife Twinkle Khanna and reads Twinkle's critical tweets that are about him. Now, the mood of the entire interview, along with, you know, this segment in particular, was lighthearted, but given that it's election season and the country pretty much is divided, some called it a publicity stunt and the others called it a great interview. But Twinkle Khanna, who generally criticizes BJP, had a positive reaction to the interview and was indirectly supportive of her husband's fondness for the party. She said that she would rather take the PM's jibe in a positive way. And based on the current scenario of the country and how super critical it is about everything, there were headlines of her being supportive of the political party. This made Twinkle use social media yet again to set the record straight. She said the only party she wants to be involved in is where she can have vodka shots and a hangover next day. Looks like now we know why she called her books Mrs. Funny Bones, and this actually makes me wonder if a party of that kind could actually contest in the election someday. But I'll just have to play that out in my head, because in reality, phase 4 of Lok Sabha elections will begin on 29th April and 9 states including Maharashtra will cast their vote then. Yesterday, Dwayne Bravo, aka DJ Bravo, dedicated his famous song Champions to all the kids of the boys representing Chennai in the biggest T20 league. I mean, it made total sense considering what a sensation Mahendra Singh Dhoni's daughter Ziva has turned into, and so has Hinaya, Harbhajan Singh's daughter, who happens to be very good friends with Suresh Raina's little princess Gracia. And we know this thanks to Harbhajan's better half Geeta Basra, who has been sharing pictures and videos of them on her Instagram. In a recent post, we can see Hinaya and Gracia cuddling as they were reunited, and in another post, which was a video, both of them were playing peekaboo with their parents. It is absolutely adorable to see these two already setting some major BFF goals. If you want some more awe material, you can check out Geeta's Instagram or in.com, because both of them will always keep you updated. News. Some big news. Does that tone sound familiar? Of course it does. I mean, who doesn't know about James Bond, right? Well, coming back to the big news, for the 25th installment of the film, we will be seeing the Oscar winner Rami Malek playing the villain. The cast announcement was part of the live event held in Jamaica. Along with Malek, we will also be seeing Captain Marvel star Lashana Lynch and Game Night actor Billy Magnussen in Bond 25. Kari Joju Fukunaga, the director of the film, recently confirmed this. Excited already? Wait, there's more. Fukunaga also said that Ralph Fiennes, Ben Winshaw, Rory Kinnear, Naomi Harris and Jeffrey Wright would also be reprising their roles in the series. Don't worry if you don't have a face to all these names but have watched the previous Bond films, you will recognize them instantly, and if not, you might have to Google them to say, oh, he's talking about this person. Anyway, Rami Malek recently sent a video message saying, "I'm very much looking forward to joining the cast and crew very soon. I will be making sure that Bond does not have an easy ride of it in his 25th outing." Apart from this, producer Barbara Broccoli spoke about the film's plot. She said, "Well, Bond is not on active service when we start the film. He is enjoying himself in Jamaica." And after clarifying that they have considered Jamaica to be Bond's spiritual home, she added, "We start his journey here. We've got quite a ride in store for Mr. Bond." The film is untitled as of now, and after a few hiccups along the way, a major one being Danny Boyle not directing this one over creative differences, the film is expected to release in UK in April 2020. I'm sure there are going to be a lot more updates on this, so stay tuned. With his last two films having tanked at the box office, it has been a tough year for the South Indian actor Balakrishna. However, he diversified and contested from Hindupur in the recent election, so the numerous campaigns around the city have kept him super busy so far. Nevertheless, he will be back to filming his next project with Boyapati Srinu in about a month's time and will finish a major part of the shoot. In the meantime, his forthcoming film with Jayasimha director K.S. Ravi Kumar has been fixed up. For an official confirmation, the director said that, "Yes, I am teaming up with Balakrishna sir after Jayasimha, as our last film turned out to be a hit. However, the shoot will not begin from May as speculated by the media. We are planning to go on floors from August. The film might hit the screens for Sankranti 2020. It is still too early to discuss the release date though." But it looks like for now, Balakrishna has figured out a way to balance both his acting as well as political career, which is good for him. And that's all the updates from my end for today. Have a great weekend. My name is Arjun. Until next time, stay awesome. The Quickies on in.com.